I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston.
Then Winston Churchill, Clement Attlee, Churchill's attempt number two, Anthony Eden, then Macmillan, and Sir Alec Douglas Hume.
It was the very model of a modern major British election, to paraphrase the Pirates of Penzance, with various characters vying to become Prime Minister, as this spoof from our friends at BBC's Radio 4 reminds us.
And next it might be Miliband or Clegg or Cameron again. And if you don't like who you get, you've only got yourself to blame.
Thank you very much. We're back on Monday. Good night.
Very good. The winner, as you've probably heard, was David Cameron, again, along with his Conservative Party. That, despite polls showing a tight race with the opposition Labour Party. Perhaps the most surprising outcome last night, though, was a huge win for the Scottish National Party, or SNP. In an unprecedented result, Scottish voters abandoned their traditional support for the left-wing Labour Party and defected en masse to the pro-independent Scottish Nationalist Party. Janie Godley is a Scottish comedian from Glasgow and a supporter of the Nationalists.
Hey there, Marco. How are you?
Great. Thank you. And you're doing pretty well today?
I am sitting in an SNP stronghold. I couldn't be happier.
All right. Let's talk about that. Where did you watch the result last night?
Well, I was on stage at the Stand Comedy Club in Edinburgh, which incidentally the owner was standing as an SNP candidate in Edinburgh, and he took it from the Labour guy.
Oh my God.
But we found that out later on. So I came back in the car and I used the new app called Periscope. And we did a Periscope live election broadcast. My daughter Ashley Story, who's also a stand-up. And we stayed up to 5 in the morning, Periscoping and to the world. And it was amazing, the amount of people from all over the globe who were cheering SNP on.
What was that like? I mean, was it just one moment of elation after another as all these seats came in for the SNP?
You know, Marco, the very first seat, we were screaming like we had just found out we won the lottery. By seat number 40, we're like, yay, we can no longer put up that level of enthusiasm. But to see Jim Murphy, the Labour leader, who basically ruined the Labour Party in Glasgow, to see him lose his seat was just phenomenal, almost like political porn at borderline. I was screaming with happiness.
So 56 out of 59 of the seats then for the SNP.
Yeah, I mean, that's correct.
Transfer that result for the referendum on independence. You would be independent right now.
That's right. I mean,
yeah,
it's a system. It's a system that must change. Basically, for people in America listening, had we had this result in September at the referendum, we would have been an independent country. I don't know any other country in the world that was offered independence and said no, but we did. The Tories at the Conservative government in London came up to Scotland and said, don't vote yes. Vote no and stay with us, and I promise you, we will give you gifts of golden geese. And they didn't. And if there's one thing you can say to Scottish people, and it's that your voice won't be heard, we will paint a blue cross in our face and we will vote against you. That's who we are as a nation.
The result then, do you interpret it as kind of, if we can't vote ourselves independent from the UK, the least we can do is show London who they're messing with?
You've nailed it. And the problem is a lot of people woke up this morning, a lot of English people and a lot of my friends in London are saying, oh, well done, Scotland. Now we've got a Tory government, as if it was our fault they've got a Tory government, not their fault for voting Tory. And as I keep reminding people, if the entire Scottish seats were Labour, we would still wake up to a Tory government because England voted Tory.
It's kind of like the Democrats saying back in 2000, boy, if it hadn't been for Ralph Nader, Al Gore would have come out ahead.
That's exactly. I do feel sorry for them because I'm working class and it was a working class party. And I've got friends whose mum and dad are in their 80s and they're historic Labour voters. They have a miner's heritage and they all voted Labour all their life. But Labour screwed them. And they called me and said, Janie, this is possibly our last vote and we're going out to vote SNP. That is incredible that couple would vote SNP. But Labour let the Scottish people down. They basically sided with the Tories during the referendum. And Scottish people have never forgot that. And they paid for it at the ballot box.
Comedian Janie Godley speaking with me from Glasgow. Always great to hear your thoughts on these things, Janie.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.